Michelle, I guess the first question is, what attracted you to Galesburg?
The community, really. We were just kind of talking. I had Galesburg on my heart. I don't know why exactly, but I drove through here a lot going to visit my grandparents. So I thought, Jason, let's check out Galesburg and see. And we did, and we really liked what we seen. The community seemed really nice. There's a lot of growth and development happening. So I think that's really what it was.
You've talked a lot about that and that that interest in this town, so, and especially how much the city and the economic development folks have been able to help you.
They have been extremely helpful on our search for property, trying to find the right spot to go, you know, something that we were very confident in. Kyle has answered so many questions for us, multiple emails, and I mean, just always available. He was just always available. Anytime we'd show up and be like, Kyle, here we are, and he was there to help us. So it's been very helpful.
You're here, going to be here on South Henderson Street. What ultimately made you like this spot versus maybe some others around the area?
We looked at a lot of spots. Actually, mostly on Seminary, and we just happened to come through and notice that there's a lot of traffic all times of the day. So, you know, every day of the week we were here, lunch and dinners and stuff, and there's a lot of traffic flow here. So we thought that it would be a good spot. You do have a lot of restaurants further on down around us, and so that also helps with traffic and stuff. So we kind of said, hey, where should we go? There wasn't very many empty lots, though. We kind of looked around and started looking at what about these lots with buildings that we can take down.
Was that discouraging at all, not finding a lot of empty lots, as you said?
It was not very it wasn't discouraging. It was just, can we make it happen if we have to take down a building? Is really what it came down to. And thankfully, our banker came through for us.
The banker and the economic development folks, it sounds like. They really, it sounds like they worked with you pretty hard to find a good spot.
They did. I'm telling you, they really did help us look and find spots. And Kyle, multiple times, had sent me different properties. And whenever we were looking at this property, I had asked him about it, and he gave me his thoughts on it and why he thought it would be a great spot for us. So,
I'm from Henry County, so I know you run the Culver's in the Princeton area. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. We own the. Me and Jason own the Culver's in Princeton, Illinois.
What made you decide to expand out and own another store?
Well, my team in Princeton is pretty strong. We bought that just over 3 years ago, and we've done a lot, and my team has grown a lot, and they want to do more. So if they want to do more, I want to do more. I'm always looking to help with that development of my crew, and same with Galesburg. You know, I come here wanting to help the team that's not even here yet, helping them grow and see the potential. I started out as a general manager of Culver's in Rock Falls, and now own my own Culver's, and to see that and to watch it and know that anybody can do that if they want to is pretty awesome. So I like to be part of, like, watching that and seeing that.
What ultimately led you to get into ownership? That must be maybe quite a transition, but maybe not as difficult of a transition as I might think it would be.
I don't know why. I really believe in Culver's. I believe in their product. I believe in their mission statements. I believe in everything that Culver's believes in. It feels good. So whenever you're part of something that feels good, you want to make it bigger. And I just feel like it's a great concept. It's from the top down. I mean, you talk to your CEO, CFO, Craig Culver, everybody. It feels good.
Talk about timeline and what the store will ultimately look like. I imagine, like with other chains, there are some maybe different types of designs and things like that.
There's a standard design, a newer design, if you've most of the restaurants around here are older, except for the Silva store, I think, is the newest one here around this area. But so it'll be similar to the Silva store if you've been to the Silva store. Colors and stuff will be a little bit different. Obviously, the lot size and stuff will be different as well, but it'll be close to the Silva store.
How soon do you expect to open here? It sounds like you've got a lot of groundwork done already.
Yeah, there's a lot of groundwork going on. We're hoping at the end of February that we'll be able to open the doors. You never know what can happen. Of course, it's snowing already, so you never know when you're going to get more snow or a foot of snow, and that will always delay things.
It helps to preserve the custard you brought with you today.
It sure does, yes, yes. A perfect day for fresh frozen custard, so thankfully... They are eating the custard, and they can bring it home too. But yes, it is helping with that.
What's your favorite thing on the menu? I was telling somebody today, of all things, I like the pot roast. What's good outside the standard butter burger?
Okay, so the beef pot roast is awesome.
I agree,
and I really love buffalo tenders. Our cod is very good, hand-battered, excellent cod. I like the cranberry bacon blue salad, fresh frozen custard. I could eat all day long. It is fabulous.
Even in weather like this?
Me, yes, absolutely. yes, definitely. Chocolate with marshmallow and fudge on it. That's my favorite. So,
be still my beating heart. How many folks do you expect to hire?
We're planning on hiring around 100.
That's going to be a lot of people for a store like this.
Yes, it's going to be. Well, and we hope to retain them all. We hope that we can keep everybody that we hire on. We are looking to hire about 7 more managers. We are doing open interviews for management on Tuesday at the Chamber Building, downtown Chamber Building at the Y. And so we plan on getting some more management hired and then start hiring for crew members in January.
Does that just help make for flexible schedules and that sort of thing, having that many people?
Absolutely. That's one of the nice things about this industry is the flexibility in the scheduling. So we can hire high school kids that are playing in sports or band or in clubs, and we can go around their scheduling because we have other people that can fill in those times. And then also, a single mom or a single dad or a stay-at-home mom that just wants to work while her kids are at school and stuff like that. We're proud to be in this part of this community, and we look forward to serving everybody.